With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Many wine labels and varieties are nothing if not creative. One that caught my eye is down the Columbia River Gorge outside of Mosier, Oregon. Trevor Hertridge is the director of direction at Idiot's Grace Winery, so I had to ask, what's with the name?
So we've stolen it from rock and roll, basically. The phrasing in an indie rock song from a band that has long since faded and was obscure to start with, and now is basically is unfindable.
Obviously, Hertridge hopes Idiot's Grace is not a one-hit wonder.
Kind of hope not. We're just hoping that they don't mind that we've stolen the name, and that's the fact that they're no longer relevant. You know, it's kept the lawyers at bay a little bit, maybe.
He says they've been making wine since 2006, but Idiot's Grace is not available in the big grocery chains.
No, we only make about 2,000 cases a year, so it's really not enough to supply the larger chain stores, so we find best success in, like, smaller bottle shops and independent restaurants.
But he says Idiot's Grace is not really that hard to find.
So if you go online, we do sell our wine online and ship it to probably a good 20 or so states currently. But the best way to do is actually come visit and buy the wine at the site. That's what we encourage, as we get to see the place, get to see where it's made, kind of walk the vineyards. But failing that, yes, online would be the next best option.
Idiot's Grace Winery can be found about halfway between the Dalles and Hood River, just outside Mosier.
With the Idiot's Grace going underneath.
Welcome back to another Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. With us, as always, is Valent's very own Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, what fruit is in season in September?
Harvested this month are winter pears, wine grapes, and apples. And at long last, the Cosmic Crisp.
So, sounds like it's time for an apple tasting party?
And did you know that pears and apples pair great with cheese and wine? For the wine, avoid styles high in tannins like Bordeaux, Syrah, and Cabernet Sauvignon, as they make the cheese taste bitter.
Oh, what a great idea for a party, and delicious.
Culinarily, cheese provides salt and fat, while the apple provides acid, three of the main components to the science of cooking. Some tips for pairing. Sugar loves mold, like blue cheese with sweet apples or apple pie. Gouda goes well with Honeycrisp, and try to avoid acidic fruit that will curdle the cheese.
Yeah, sounds pretty Gouda to me. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.